Despite a dry winter in Utah's mountains, Bob Wheaton says that the 2017-2018 season at Deer Valley was a success.
We can say that this has been a very good season. It's not a record season, but it's right up there. And this is one of those years that we would take anytime, anytime. So we had a good, strong season in the end. You know, we were fortunate the way spring break ended up the latter part of the season. We got three really strong spring break weeks that just kind of rolled through the country. And then the last week that we were open, you know, locally a lot of people were out of school. So we saw a lot of benefit from how spring break fell.
Wheaton says the season could not have been a success without great efforts from the Deer Valley staff.
Kudos goes out to every single person on staff in every single department. As it turns out, we had about 41% of the snow that we had the previous year. And it was late. You know, the snow that we did receive was late. So we were really challenged early season. And boy, that's when everybody just kind of put their shoulder down and got with it. And, you know, whether it's snowmaking, grooming, food and beverage, lodging, you know, you name it, everybody just really pitched in to get the job done. And what we saw throughout the season was our guests that came to us, whether it's nationally, internationally, or locally, and they'd ride up the chair and they'd look over in the woods and see the branches and the grass and all that. And skiing was outstanding. And the comments that we got time and time again was, gee, you know, I really didn't expect the skiing to be this good, but it's really good. And everybody is so happy and so friendly. And how do you do it? So just kudos to everybody on staff.
The resort is looking straight to summer for its next projects, including a new flow trail for mountain bikers.
We're looking at some new snowcats and snowmobiles. We're going to replace the homestake lift with a detachable quad, so that'll be a big project this summer. And then we're also going to build a blue-rated, if you will, an intermediate-rated flow trail from Silver Lake all the way down to Snow Park. And that's just over 4 miles.
One project that will be moving a bit slower is the Mayflower development. Wheaton says that they will be working on planning and approvals with possible development in the fall. The area is located off Exit 8 on Highway 40 in Wasatch County.
Right around the exit and south of that, it's on the resort side of Highway 40. And there's a ridge that runs to the east that is Big Dutch Peak and Little Dutch Peak. And it's on the north side of that ridge. And then from there, the whole development goes from there all the way to the bottom of the gondola. So there are a couple of large pieces of property in there, and the collective planning effort is happening right now.
Some additional changes include Deer Valley no longer hosting the Park City Institute concert series. The decision was made mid-December after the concert series had been housed at the resort for 14 years, according to a press release from the Park City Institute. Wheaton explains the decision.
We have been talking for a while, and we saw an opportunity to have Deer Valley's own oriented concert series in concert, if you will, with symphony. And so it'll be a more coordinated effort now. And we're very excited. Unfortunately, today, we're not in a position to talk about the lineup, but I can tell you that we are very excited about the lineup. We were challenged previously with how many dates the venue was occupied, and then also with the attendance given the programming.
Wheaton says taking care of the Snow Park Outdoor Amphitheater is a priority.
When we looked at the toll on the venue and how many dates we had, It's really going to be a lot more efficient to actually have less dates with shows that have a larger draw. You know, last year we just, you know, we saw the condition of the venue deteriorate, meaning the grass and all that kind of stuff. So we're looking at some updates this year with restroom facilities. As a, for instance, we need to give the grass, it comes down to the grass and the water. We need to give the venue time to rest, because in the past there were just too many concerts and the venue didn't have a time to rest. So, you know, this year we're looking at that series. We're looking at the symphony and then the ever popular Wednesday concerts as well.
Wheaton says that they plan to announce the lineup in the next 2.5 weeks, with the first concert around the end of June or early July. Wheaton also thanked Park City residents for their support.
One of the tough parts of my job is that I have to go out and look at other ski resorts and other towns and all that. And I can say there's truly nothing like Park City. There really isn't. The support that the citizens give to both resorts, and I know I can speak for Bill Rock and Park City Mountain Resort as well. The relationship that Park City Mountain Resort and Deer Valley have typically doesn't happen. And it has to do with people, it has to do with relationships, and it has to do with respect. And we just truly appreciate being here in Park City, speaking for Deer Valley Resort, and would just like to say thank you, a very sincere thank you.
Bob Wheaton, President and General Manager of Deer Valley. For KPCW, I'm David Boyle.